Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports, brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
Pedro, let me tell you congratulations on your long time in radio, you are your team, and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another, but I'm going to get the job done.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk. Often imitated but never duplicated. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. So glad to be back on the throne here at the Sports Byline Studios. Of course, having been on the, doing remotes from my closet, from my bathroom, from my bedroom, wherever I can. Bottom line is, those shows on Skype, I just didn't dig them. But, you know, I mean, in the old days, we did remotes all the time. They were sort of cool, but when you get old, you know, you want to look at your producer in the eye and be able to run the show back and forth. Bottom line is, I am back in the studio, and of course, the Cut Man is on the other side of the glass. The Cut Man being the one, the only, Scott Cuddy. So, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines. You want to talk box? You can drop us a, drop in on the toll free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or, get this, the non-committal text line. You can text the studio 415-275-1613. The non-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. We're bringing the HBO Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, the University of Oklahoma football player. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. Yeah, he played college football. We'll talk about that. I'm going to try to put Larry on the spot about Larry today. Larry on Larry. And of course, hour number two, we'll switch gears. We'll talk kayfabe with an icon, an institution on the internet. I'm talking about Mr. Hannibal, Devin Nicholson of Canada, fantastic professional wrestler, but he's doing his thing on YouTube. We'll talk kayfabe in hour number two. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 211, and of course, Sports Nation.
The style of your hair, the way that you fare, under all conditions, your mind.
The decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You know, it's my theory that if Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
Check it. 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one of two, the Godfather HBO. Of course, Larry Merchant, you just heard him there. He'll be joining us in a few minutes with the retired HBO Godfather kicking it in Southern California, of course, with his lovely wife, a retired actress, Patricia Stitch. You've seen her. If you watch TV in the 70s and 80s, she was on everything. She was just on every other program, just about. And she played a lot of different characters. I love talking to the godmom on the phone. I wish her the best of health. And, of course, her and the godfather just kicking it. Loving life in Southern California. But in about 5 minutes, we'll bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Now, straight up, let's talk about the boxing news. Not a whole lot out there, except it still looks like Tyson Fury is going to take on Anthony Joshua. Reason being? Money. They can't wait around anymore. I mean, now with the boxing season on hold and live crowds on hold, you gotta go for the dollars. You gotta go for the stuff that's gonna turn the pay-per-view crank. And right now, the pay-per-view crank could be turned by Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. It cannot be turned. You can't turn the pay-per-view crank with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury a third time. We did it the second time. It only drew 700,000 homes. I mean, after that first fight, you would think, wow, man, this fight's really gonna go. And ESPN was pushing it. And Fox was pushing it. Everybody was pushing it, and it went nowhere. 700,000 homes was a major, major disappointment. So expect when this cloud lifts, this virus cloud lifts, expect Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, get this, to fight in the UK, but not in front of a live crowd. It'll be in front of some studio. And, you know, I mean, the UFC, they rented an arena in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been holding fights. I think there were three fight cards in the last week. We'll get to that about 40 minutes past the hour. But they've held three fight cards in the last week, and a lot, they've been without a crowd. And the UFC, it sort of works a little bit for the UFC, but boxing, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Well, of course, Oscar De La Hoya is going to come back with a studio show. Looks like he'll come back on the Independence Day, July the 4th. Now, Mike Tyson's still talking about that comeback. He wants to come back. I mean, he feels unstoppable now. Unstoppable where? Unstoppable among geriatrics? I mean, come on, unstoppable against me? Yeah, you're unstoppable against me. But really, against real fighters? Come on, man. 53 years old. I watched you essentially quit like a dog. You were barking, Mike. I hate to put it to you, but you were barking and squealing like a pig against Kevin McBride. That was 2005. And then you had nothing but excuses afterwards. I mean, oh, you know, this and that and this and that. But then you copped to it when I put you on the spot. I said, man, tell the truth. When's the last time you had it? 1989, of course, the Carl the Truth Williams song, when he made a believer out of the truth by knocking him out in 93 seconds. Of course, knocked out Michael Spinks in 91 seconds. Those were back in the days when you had to tune in to Tyson Fight to the Star, because if you didn't, you weren't going to see the Tyson Fight. You have to watch it in replay. That's how fast things were. But that was then, and this is now. And we're talking about 20, 25 years difference. You're not going to see Mike Tyson come out the gate and like knock people out unless he's knocking people out like me. Okay, you're not going to see him knock out serious contenders or anything like that. Now, if he wants to fight Evander Holyfield, I don't know, but I guess I could go down that road for the novelty of it. Outside of that, I don't think Mike Tyson should be anywhere near a boxing ring unless he's fighting a guy just like Evander Holyfield. But 53, 54 years old, man, you don't know. You know, as you get older, and I know because I went into the gym in my 40s, I went into the gym in my 50s and this and that, and I sparred in my 50s, and you know, you can still be fast, but you're not fast enough to make that click. You're not fast enough to come with that shot at the perfect time. You can see it. You know it, okay? You got to walk away from the sport. Mike Tyson walked away from the sport after a guy like Kevin. I'll repeat it again. Kevin McBride. I mean, Kevin McBride couldn't win the Golden Gloves here. He couldn't win the Golden Gloves. He really couldn't. He couldn't. I mean, seriously, he was a... I'm not going to use the word, but he was deplorable as a professional boxer, and Mike Tyson quit like a dog against him. Now let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Take that back. Well, hold on just a minute on that one. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course. Wow. I'm going to talk about some of the USC news a little bit later, about 40 minutes past the hour, but they did rock and roll last night with Alistair Overeem. I used to call him Alistair Overroyd because, of course, of the fact one time he was a skinny light heavyweight, then he became a buffed up heavyweight. Last night he weighed 253 pounds. At one point in time he was popped for anabolic steroids, you know, so we'll talk about that at 40 minutes past hour. Now, a man that I know has never taken steroids. We'll go to Southern California and bring in the non-steroid abuser, Larry Merchant. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, I've had a breakfast of steroids and bananas and oatmeal.
Okay, Larry, what got you out of Brooklyn? I mean, you grew up in Brooklyn. What got you out of Brooklyn? I mean, you've been all over the world, but what was the first move, to Oklahoma?
Basically, yes. I was raised in two other boroughs of New York City, the Bronx and Manhattan, but I went to junior high school and high school in Brooklyn. And when I graduated, Oklahoma was the choice. It was a kind of an exotic location on the map, and the great groundbreaking musical Oklahoma was in the air, and there were other signs, including a team that got to the NCAA basketball finals and a team that came up and hard-fought the great army teams of the post-war era. And it was inexpensive. I think my tuition was $168 a semester.
It's funny. I think of Jack Fisk and of course, the retired retired San Francisco Chronicle boxing writer for almost 50 years. He told me he went to the University of Alabama. His mother sent him to the University of Alabama because of the anti-Semitic overtones that she knew were going to prevail in his life. And she figured if he could make it in Alabama as Jacob Finkelstein, he could make it anywhere. Comment on that. Was it really that rough back then?
I didn't ever really felt that at Oklahoma. There were a number of New Yorkers in the dorm that I was in. I never heard them express anything like that. Okay. There was a guy named Goldberg on the football team and a guy named Grossman on the basketball team.
And there was a guy.
No,
I know of other people who went to the University of Alabama back in that day, and maybe there was and maybe there wasn't, and maybe it was an individual thing, but I was sort of oblivious to what was going on around me anyway. I was 16 years old when I went to Oklahoma, just almost 17.
Holy cow. I mean, you know what? I went to camp and I cried, I think, at 14. So that might be 16, University of Oklahoma, all by yourself?
From New York, yeah. My mom was a progressive woman, and she wanted me to go wherever I wanted to go and whatever they could afford. And they put me on a train in New York, and we went to Chicago overnight, and then hung around for 4 or 5 hours in State Street in downtown Chicago, and then got on a Santa Fe Railroad and went straight down to Oklahoma, and I was there, and it wasn't a big change for me to be in college. I wasn't a great student. I wasn't a scholar, but I was pretty good at it. And I had a really good time, and being in Oklahoma, being in another part of the world, was a really significant part of my education.
How did you, now you and I are not big guys, okay, and I played football for a little bit, and I broke my clavicle bone. That sort of told me to go back to boxing. It was a little less dangerous than football. But you played college football, and you got buzzed one time. Talk about that.
I didn't know anything. I just went out for the team. There were a lot of guys in their mid-20s who were veterans from World War II. In fact, one of the reasons I went to Oklahoma was I could get in there. It was a time when, because of the free schooling that veterans had, that colleges were flooded as never before all over the country. And that was another reason that I apparently got into Oklahoma. I don't know how to answer your question. I was just a kid. I was a little jock. I went out for the team, and Bud Wilkinson, the great coach, kept you if you stayed at it, and I stayed at it for a couple of years before I broke my clavicle. So I had a complete separation in my right shoulder in the practice game, but to me, you know, somebody once asked me, well, how many hikes did you get? How many plays were you in? And I said, thousands and thousands, but all in practice. And, but I did sit on the bench during one of our Sugar Bowls. Mm-hmm. And, we lost one game in my entire college career.
Well, I think that's quite an accomplishment. Anyway, say hello to the Godmama for me. I know you want to have an abbreviated performance here today, our appearance today. And I thank you so much for your time. You go have a wonderful Sunday. Kiss the Godmama for me, and we'll talk soon, sir.
Back at you, Pedro. Thank you.
The Hall of Famer, the one, the only, the great, the iconic Larry Merchant on Sports Byline.
Miami, Florida. Atlanta, Georgia.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Come on, Ricky, I don't have all day.
Did you just drop my bag?
Nope.
You I'm do just know working out. Like $5,000
I'm working out. This is as much workout as I need to wrestle a blind man.
That's funny.
Selena,
what is that white stuff?
Snow.
I've never seen snow before.
Okay.
Can I eat snow?
Well, yeah, but not the yellow. What the f*** are you doing? Hurry up!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah. The soul side of town, might as well bring Selena in there. She's my favorite girl, man. Major League Wrestling, MLB Wrestling, something like that. Bottom line, Corey Meyer is the promoter, and they go on YouTube and I think a couple other small little tiny networks. But she is the star, I think, of professional wrestling. She's an amazing woman as far as her looks are concerned, and the fact that she can talk so much smack and make you believe it. This is about suspended belief. You know what I mean? You look at wrestling, you don't believe it, but you've got to believe it while you're watching, because if you don't, it's not entertaining. Anyway, speaking of something you believe when you watch, how about Alistair Overeem? Alistair Overeem, former Strike Force, of course, heavyweight champion, won a tournament, I believe, as the Strike Force champion, but also a K-1 kickboxing champion like in 2010. Let's say 10 years ago. He's been around for a long, long time. I think he turned pro in 1999, like 39 years old now. I mean, getting old. I mean, gray hair, no doubt about it. Anyway, Alistair Overeem had enough last night to take out knockout puncher Walt Harris, and he took him out in the second round. And Walt was doing okay, and then Walt made a bad move in the first round, and once you make a bad move in MMA, guess what? It's like all over from that point forward. He just took a tremendous ass whooping from like a minute and a half or 2 minutes in. 2 minutes after the first 2 minutes, it was like all over him, and just he beat on him like a drum. I kid you not. In fact, he was a drum. He beat a hole in the skin. I kid you not. That's how he beat on him really, really bad. I was like turned the channel a couple of times. I don't like to see beatings like that. I really don't. I don't. You know, once a guy's beat, He's beat. There's no sense in, you know, extending these battles and guys losing health and life and that kind of good stuff. Cause you know, the residual effects of combat sports, with the exception of myself, chuckle. Anyway, it's crazy. I mean, I see guys, I talk to guys, even guys that only had a couple of fights sometimes, you see like their eyes don't work right, and then they talk to you about crazy. And what are you talking about? This is, what? Anyway, yeah, that's the way it is. Residual effects of combat sports are not pretty. Of course, Alistair Overeem has taken a lot of ass whoopings, but last night, Walt Harris took a ass whooping probably for about 4 minutes longer than needed to. They stopped it, I think, at 3 minutes into the second round, but they could have stopped that at the end of the first round. I mean, it was that type of an ass whooping. It really was. And guys don't need to get beat on for the sake of fans' entertainment. I mean, you bloodthirsty fan, you want to sit there and, I bought ESPN, or I paid for that pay-per-view, so I can deserve to watch guys die, fight to the death? No, you don't. You don't deserve to watch guys fight to the death, and guys shouldn't have to fight for the death. I mean, come on, especially for peanuts. Okay, but yeah, for peanuts, I told you about that. Jorge Masvidal sells out Madison Square Garden. Sells it out. $6 million gate. They do like $35 million on pay-per-view. Guess how much money he made? $500,000. Oh, but they gave him a $50,000 bonus. Oh boy, Mazzadana on the Dana, you know, the USC plantation. That's what it is, a plantation. Guys are making nickels and dimes compared to what the promotion is. I told you that before. It's like it's a $4.2 billion industry. That's what they paid for it, okay? This Endeavor company paid $4.2 billion for the UFC, okay? Right now, the UFC is $2.6 billion in debt, okay? That's why they've got to throw these shows. That's why they had to go down there to Florida and push the button on that Governor Ron DeSantis, who's not the most popular guy in Florida. Anyway, who pushed the button on him to make the USA an essential, and of course, that in the world wrestling entertainment, make them essential businesses, and of course, allowed them to operate. And UFC's had three cards down there in less than a week, but let's go back to the results last night. Alistair Overeem, TKO, TKO, 3 minutes into the second round, and just beat him like a drum. Just imagine beating on a drum, just boom, 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 just beating on a drum. And why the referee didn't jump in and stop that, like at the end of the first round or somewhere at the early part of the second round, I just don't know. I don't think it's, like I said, it's not worth the entertainment factor. And for those of you that find this barbaric stuff cool, that's not cool. Claudia got a hell of a split decision over Angela Hill. Angela Hill came in like at 17-11 or something like that, and Claudia came in with a decent record. But, you know, Claudia and Angela, maybe second tier at 150 pounds, of course, which is the strawweight division of the UFC. A split decision win there. One judge started two rounds to one way. The other two judges saw it two rounds to one the other way. The winner is Claudia. And one fight that sort of ticked me off on the card, I thought Marlon Vera did more than enough to beat Song Yadong. Okay, Song Yadong came in here, of course, from Asia, and they want to push these Asian fighters and this and that. And I think the USC establishment sort of established him as a winner before the fight even took place, because the judges, I didn't think, were watching the same fight that I was watching. At the end of three rounds, I thought that Vera was clearly a winner. And, of course, he lost a unanimous nod across the board, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, or on the 10-point must system, 29-28. And what is the 10-point must system? Of course, they use it both in boxing and mixed martial arts. It's 10 points to the winner and 9 or less to the loser. And, of course, an even round goes 10-10. If you knock somebody down in boxing, it usually goes 10-8. If you beat somebody up severely in MMA, it can go 10-8. And, of course, sometimes rounds even go 10-7. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Outside of that, there were no other names on that card, and that card sort of sucked for the most part. I wasn't been to it. Of course, I'm not into decisions. I don't want to see guys get pounded on. I don't want to see guys get pounded like salt, but I also don't want to see, you know, decision fights. I really don't. Decision fights, I really don't. Because what happens when you allow it to go to judges, you get screwed. That's just the way it is, because you have to realize, I remember imposing my will on guys. I knocked a guy down with a body shot and walked away from him in the second round, slowly as I could. I said to myself, you know, let's give him a little chance to get up here so I can do it again. All right? And they did give him the fight. I kid you not. They gave him the fight. It was in Tucson, Arizona. Knocked this guy clean. It was 147 pounds out of my weight class. Knocked him clean down with a body shot. The judges at the end of three rounds gave him the fight. I mean, it was just, I dominated this. He was from London, Liverpool. I dominated this guy. He was part of the police PAL games, but I dominated him, man, and they gave it to him. So what I'm trying to tell you is, don't go to the judges. It's just not worth it going to the judges. Of course, yeah, exactly. UFC rocking and rolling as far as the last 3 weeks are concerned, last week and a half is concerned. But the fight that stands out, yikes, man, it just does, of course, is he's the hardest puncher in the, I mean, what can you say about Francis Ngannou that hasn't been said already? He is the hardest puncher maybe in all of combat sports history. And of course, I told you he was going to knock this guy out, this stand-up mark. I'm talking about Jezrenu Rozenstruik. Of course, he knocked him out in 20 seconds. I told you, if ever there was a bet you can get down, this was the bet to get down. I mean, because the guy was a stand-up kickboxer going against the hardest puncher of all time. Come on, what are you going to do, kick him? That ain't going to happen. Ngannou knocks him out in 20 seconds. Of course, in the main event there, UFC 249, Justin Gaethje captured the interim lightweight championship, a five-round contest, of course, captured in the fifth round with a TKO former interim champion, Tony Ferguson. Of course, Tony Ferguson, famous in, on this show, of course, for pouring holy, we'll play it when we go to the break, but pouring holy water on his wife. I mean, that was sort of cool. I mean, think about that. I've never heard of it before, and I know there's a lot of evil women out there, and I'm going to get slammed for the women on this one via the email and this kind of stuff and the text, and I'll go with that one. But there are a few individuals out there that probably deserve having holy water poured on them. Am I right, Cuddy? Yes. There's probably, okay, and I'm not saying that Tony Ferguson's wife was one of them. What I'm trying to say is that, yeah, it was a little strange. Anyway, Tony Ferguson loses in the fifth round after getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, for 4.5 rounds before the stop, Sabich came in 339 of round number 5. But before that, man, he was like just getting beat up round after round. Another fight that could have stopped. Why let it go? I mean, what are you trying to gain here? I don't get it. The guy's beaten. When a man is beaten, he's beaten. There's no coming back from being beaten. So why do you want to kill somebody? Because that's what it is. I mean, they're coming close to that. That's what it's coming close to. I'm telling you, there's going to be some serious injuries down the road because these guys aren't stopping these fights sooner than later. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. If you don't know that by now, you ain't been listening. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No,
you're
okay. We really, just random stuff, you know, like... He puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
That was the phenom that was Ronda Rousey. I mean, 2.5, 3 years ago, I mean, she was the hottest talk in all the world of combat sports. No doubt about that. This judo girl, of course, I think she won a bronze medal in the 2008 Olympics in Beijing, of course, in a judo, as a judo competitor, first Caucasian, I think, to win, and a Caucasian American to win a medal in judo. But the bottom line is, Ronda was hot. I mean, she was a phenom. You saw her on, like, Sports Illustrated and Fox TV and CBS TV and NBC. I mean, she was all over the place. She wasn't just a sports thing. It was like, she was like a cult. She was almost like a cult. And you know, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool that she wanted to fight everybody, or at least she talked about wanting to fight everybody, like including Christine Santos. Of course, Christine Santos, the girl she's talking about right there, talking about whether Santos was on steroids or not. At one point in time, Santos did test positive by the California State Athletic Commission for steroids. I guess that was about 5 years ago down there in Southern California. But her taking steroids was like the worst kept secret in all of mixed martial arts. I mean, look at her. Look at Chris Cyborg Santos. And I told you, there's not too many women in this world I'd be scared of, but she's she's one of them. I mean, seriously, I watched her doing a movie one time, doing stunts for a movie, and she was throwing these guys who are 225, 230 pounds over cars, and I understand that they're going with her, going for the flow, you know, making this almost like a choreographed event, but she's still throwing these dudes, and these dudes were big, so 145 pounds is what she fought at. Ronda Rousey and her were supposed to hook it up, but they could never meet, and of course, Ronda would lose her title, go down there, and get lit up like a White House Christmas tree by Holly Holm. I mean, Holly Holm should have been, if they were gay, Holly Holm would have been arrested for domestic violence for that beating down there in Australia. She destroyed the legend. She destroyed the legacy. She destroyed Ronda Rousey. So, of course, Ronda loses a couple more fights, loses one or two more fights in the UFC and realizes, you know, I ain't got it no more. These chicks are hip to my game. They are. They got hip to your game. I mean, she didn't get old. They just got hip to her game because she only had one move, and that was like that arm bar. She would get people down, excuse me, and tried to go into that arm bar, and when she couldn't get into the arm bar, guess what? She was lost. I mean, people were boxing her and beating her up and that kind of good stuff. So she got out of the world of mixed martial arts, the real fighting game, and then she stepped over to the world of wrestling entertainment. I'm talking about the world of WWE. Of course, they used to call it professional wrestling. Now they call it sports entertainment, as well they should, because to call that professional wrestling is like, it's terrible. Anyway, it just is. It's not pro wrestling. It's sports entertainment. So Ronda goes over there, and the chicks that Ronda works with make her look good. You know, like Scott Cuddy makes me look good. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. He's my producer. He makes me look good. Okay? But these girls who were working with Ronda Rousey, they made her look good. See, these girls were like Ray Stevens or Pat Patterson back in the days of professional wrestling in the 60s or 70s. In other words, if you were just a kid coming off the street, Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens, they were so good, they can make you look good. So people continued for a year and a half to 2 years to make Ronda Rousey look good, okay? And she did look good. There's no doubt about it. I mean, as far as she was, like, throwing these girls all over the place. And she was winning, and there was talk about, like, maybe cross-gender matches and that kind of good stuff because of her MMA background. And then, of course, she walks away. So she walks away from the world of pro wrestling or whatever you want to call it, sports, you might call it promotional BS. Anyway, but she does, and then she slams it. Oh, man, and she slams it, and she like, you know, listen, I believe in kayfabe, and kayfabe means that wrestling is real. The wrestling is real. And I don't mean it's real. Like when I go to tell Scuddy or Cuddy, oh man, did you see that fight? I mean, I don't go tell him that about wrestling. I don't tell him about wrestling because, but for that time that you're watching this, it's like a movie. It's like reading a book. It's like a play. You know, you've got to be into it. There's got to be this suspended sense of belief. You've got to believe in something that really isn't real. And you know it. And you know it. I mean, you just know it. Okay. But these guys put on a good show. And if they put on a good show, it's real and you feel it, kayfabe, yeah, that's right on. But when you've got interviews with guys saying, you know, basically this is fake and this isn't cool and they're basically doing it on TV and they're having storylines, the WWE has been having storylines for years where they basically admit that the entire thing is a hoax. And when, of course, they went from athletic commissions, the athletic commissions used to oversee boxing and wrestling events in various states across the country. But that's when they were athletic events. So Vince McMahon, I call him Butch, you know, like Butch Cassidy. Anyway, the bottom line is he decided he was going to turn it into sports entertainment, not athletic events. So he moves out the athletic commission. So there's nobody governing him at all. He just does whatever he wants, goes from state to state to state to state, or territory to territory, wherever he wants to. Of course, ran people out of the business. So he ends up making Ronda Rousey the biggest star that you can imagine in the world of wrestling entertainment. And she just was. She was making making $5 million a year. $5 million a year, man, that's a lot of money, of course. And she says, hey, I'm walking away. But when she walked away, she threw so many rocks at the house that she broke all the windows. And you don't do that after making $5 million bucks. You just don't do that. So she's a inconsiderate piece of work, and that's just what she is. I mean, there's nothing you can change about Ronda. I mean, we've had her on the show. You hear that attitude, you know, but that's just the way she was. There's no nice in Ronda Rousey. There's no nice in her. She was a piece of work from the start. She was a piece of work now. I mean, people saw it when she lost in the UFC. She didn't handle those losses well. What did she do? She tried to hide her face when she came off the plane coming from Miami, coming from Australia into L.A. Come on, wouldn't you hide your face? You got the press is waiting there for you. It was cool when you won. And I remember that. I remember this with Angelo Dundee, of course, the mentor, the trainer of both Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard, said, find the people that are in your dressing room when you lost. I mean, take a look at the people that are there when you lost. And I remember that. I remember he said that. He said that like in the 70s. And I remember in my fights, when I lost, those people were there in the dressing room. You know, those were the special bunch. Those were the people that were really my people. The people who were there when I won, they were there because I won. Hey, you won. Right on. But when you lost, the people were there. Those were the special people. Back to the UFC, of course, trying to rock and roll on ESPN, pay-per-view, the whole nine yards. I wish Dana White a whole lot of luck. I do. I mean, I hope that this virus doesn't break out and ruin the UFC because of a couple of guys were to get it, and then it was to travel around and became pandemic or epidemic-like in the UFC. That would be bad. Of course, he's going to start a fight island. I kid you not. Of course, but you should put some hookers out there. Just an afterthought. Anyway, but no, he's going to start a fight island where he has an island where he's going to have fighters, of course, that have problems getting into the United States as far as their visas are concerned. He's going to have a fight island and people are going to like train for six to eight weeks on this island, which is sort of cool. Train for six to eight weeks on this island and then fight. I think that's really a good idea. I think Dana was smart to do that. But I want to see oversight. I don't want him going to the island of Cuddy and be able to do whatever he wants. I mean, there's got to listen. This guy's running around unbridled as it is. I really do. When I say unbridled, is that nobody's checking him. And when I say governors, I'm not talking about governors of states, although they're not checking him either. Of course, that governor of Florida just gave him an open pass to do anything. After one guy tested positive at the weigh-in for one of those cards in the last 10 days. So at the end of the day, it's risky. There's no doubt about it. But really, you know, I thought about it the other day. The average person that dies is 62 years old. And I keep seeing that on TV. You know, the average person that dies from this is 62 years old. Is that supposed to be some type of consolation? Is that supposed to be like, is that sort of like, it's okay because people
on the average age of 62 or more are dying from this disease or virus, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's just not cool. And I don't think you should put life before dollars. And I think that's what's going to happen here in the United States. Life before dollars. People want their freedom and this and that. But, you know, I just don't feel it. I really don't. So as far as the lockdowns are concerned, I hate the lockdowns. I mean, I am absolutely frustrated staying at home. I'm a metrosexual. You guys know that. I like to have my eyebrows done. They look like beards right now. Okay. I want my eyebrows done. I have my nails done and massages the whole nine yards. My chiropractor finally opened up this past week. But what I'm trying to say is my life is unraveled to an extent. I can't come into the studio until like yesterday. Okay. So my life is unraveled by this. But I'm not going to push anything, because if you push it and you do get this virus, and listen, you know, it's not just attacking lungs, it's attacking kidneys, people are getting strokes and all this kind of good stuff. So you really don't know where it's going. At the end of the day, it's uncharted water. So what I'm trying to tell you is be as careful and stay as healthy as you can. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. The next event for the UFC, of course, and the UFC is, you got to give them some props because they are putting on shows, but if you were $2.6 billion in debt, you'd be putting on shows too, wouldn't you? I mean, seriously, wouldn't you? Oh, back here's the text, hot text coming in here from Vegas. Listen, on K-Shop. Right on. K-Shop's still 1400? I think it is. Bottom line is Mike Tyson. Everybody wants to talk Mike Tyson. There's 4 or 5 texts here on Mike Tyson. What can I say about Mike? You know, as I said, he was finished in 2004. He was finished in 1989. He was finished in 89. He admitted it. Of course, that loss, that win over Carl the Truth Williams, that was it. That was like the zenith. That was the end. I mean, the Spinks fight was behind him. And that was his boom, his signature send-off. At that point in time, after that, he sort of got lost, sort of messed around with a little Colombian dust, I'm told. Of course, went over there to Japan, thought he was cool, was hanging out with geisha girls, was getting laid. And I don't mean like eggs, okay? And of course, so what happened to him? He got smoked. He got a guy that came prepared. Buster Douglas came prepared. Listen, Buster Douglas is a dog. I mean, I've been with Buster. I hung with Buster. I was with Buster before he won the championship. I hung with Buster after he won the championship. So it wasn't like I came like at the last minute. I was there. I knew who Buster Douglas was. Of course, me and his trainer, his manager, John Johnson, close friends, of course, the former coach of the University of Ohio State, of course, under Woody Hayes. But, you know, I went back there. In fact, I interviewed him before the fight, and people laughed at me. People were laughing. I did an interview with him on Ring Talk. I didn't think I did it for a couple of magazines, too. And they said, you interviewed that bum Buster Douglas. You interviewed, what are you doing wasting your time interviewing him for? I said, listen, he's going to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship, and anything's possible. It's just anything's possible. Oh, man, he's a 40-1 underdog. Yeah, 40-1 underdog, but still anything's possible. So I hung with Buster, and I do a couple of interviews beforehand, and I get this gig with Boxing Monthly. I think it was Boxing Monthly over in the UK. And they say to me, if you can get me both Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, we'll give you $3,000. I said, really? He said, how many words? Doesn't matter how many words. You get them both quotes. You put quotes of, extended quotes of both of them in the same article. We'll give you $3,000. Okay. So here I went to Vegas and Mike was at some fight at ringside and I'm like, Mike. And I threw like 4 or 5 questions at him, blah, blah, blah. And he's, what are you pumping me for, Flash? I said, I need to know a couple answers. Anyway, he gives me a few answers and that was sort of cool. I mean, Mike was Mike. I remember back in the days when he got out of jail, it was even better because I had his exclusive phone number there. Of course, in Las Vegas, he was living with Don King, and Don King's phone number, of course, was a 702 area code. And that was sort of cool because I, 702-893, I won't tell you the last 4 numbers, but I used to call there and Mike would answer the phone when he got out of jail. We talked boxing and girls and TV and the Batman TV series and the Green Hornet and Bruce Lee and all this kind of good stuff. I mean, Mike was like, it was like 2 kids on the phone, me and Mike Tyson back and forth talking all this Lost in Space, the TV series thing that came up in conversation as well. So we're talking about all this crazy stuff, which is kids stuff. We were kids. I mean, we were actually kids. We were on the phone together. And of course, then Don found out and Don said, Pedro, no more talking to Mike. I said, why, Don? Cause I said so. So, okay, Don, well, Godfather spoke, and of course, he was promoting Mike Tyson at that point in time. And of course, I was doing some TV for him, so there's no sense in me giving up those big gigs just to talk to Mike Tyson anymore, right? Anyway, bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has 2 great chances. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
too bad.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my right. Hey, baby.
Let the music play a little bit. This is East Bay Soul. Greg Adams founded the band after leaving Tower of Power. Of course, one of the co-founders of Tower of Power. Check him out at eastbaysoul.com. And yes, Greg was a graduate, 1968. Graduate of Westmore High School out there in the fog in Daly City. Straight up, I played basketball there one time, and anyway, I got thrown out of the game. You are tuned to, that's the story for another day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing, the MMA. Looks like the MGM is trying to come back with a June 9th show. Of course, Top Rank, Bob Arum, the CEO. Of course, the Mazel Bob of the Top Rank Plantation. Give him props, man. He's almost 90 years old. He's still rocking and rolling. He's promoting in 1965-66. Of course, Muhammad Ali fights back then after the switchover from Cassius Clay. And, of course, the former, the Harvard graduate, I think 1958 graduate from Harvard University at the top of his law class. And then he went on to the Justice Department. Of course, he was a man under Bobby Kennedy. And, of course, after
after Kennedy got whacked, he decided he was getting out of that. And, of course, he saw the money in boxing when he looked at the revenues from the Sonny Liston and Floyd Patterson, their second fight on closed-circuit television. He was doing the revenues for the government, and he said, wow, how much money is involved in boxing? I need to get out of this. And after Kennedy got whacked, he got out of the government jobs, of course, went into the world of professional promotion. Anyway, bottom line is he's trying to put together a show with the sensational, undefeated Double S. Talk about Shakur Stevenson. That's going to go down on the ESPN platform, I guess, ESPN Plus. That's pending approval from the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Now, Eddie Hearn says that Anthony Joshua is probably not going to defend that title against Kubrat Pulev. Of course, they want to do the fight with Tyson Fury. There's no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. We are 35, make that 36 years now of on the radio, in your face. No doubt about that. We are a different type of show. We're not the type of show you want your mom to listen to. But at the end of the day, we are within the FCC guidelines. I don't push the envelope that far. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live, where we bring in Hannibal on Sports Byline.